Ireland's native woodland is at an all-time low, but one group is on a mission to restore our woodlands, habitats and preserve our ecosystem. Native woodland once covered 80% of our land, but sadly today it covers just 1%. HomeTree is a not-for-profit organisation working to create and conserve permanent native woodland in Ireland. Rio Falu is HomeTree's Farm Programmes Coordinator.
HomeTree's objective is to restore some of those woodlands, and it does that in two different ways. We purchase land and create woodlands on that land, but we see kind of bigger opportunities, and our future really lies in partnering with existing landowners, primarily farmers, but not exclusively, and giving them the support they need to see where woodlands can fit into their land holdings or their farm systems. We're interested in all habitat. If we came and looked at it and did a ecological assessment, we might decide, you know what, the best route for that piece of land is. So generally, they're the two different main land types. It's like mineral soil, that's soil with stones and grit in it. That's suitable generally for tree planting. And then organic soil, that's peat, the bog. That's not, but it's an amazing habitat in its own right. So to be honest, any land is we'd consider working with.
Since 2014, HomeTree has planted over 150,000 trees by collaborating with landowners and acquiring land of their own. Some is suited for trees, while others is suited for more natural restoration, conservation, or creating more biodiverse green spaces.
You mentioned tree planting, and that tree planting will always be part of what we do, but definitely becoming more and more interested in things like natural regeneration or natural colonization. That's, you don't necessarily need to plant a tree. You just need to set the conditions in an area where wild trees will grow themselves. And what I mean by that is removing grazing livestock, no longer cutting hay or silage. Once there's local seed source, once there's wild native trees in the area, those seeds will move in themselves. They're spread by birds like jays or squirrels, and you'll get wild forests popping up. So that's a big part of our future, is this idea of natural regeneration to complement tree planting. You mightn't get exactly the outcome you're looking for. You know, some of the first trees that move in are often thorny, scrubby bushes that wouldn't be everyone's idea of what they want when they think of their land. And you also might have situations where instead of getting the native trees you were hoping for, you might get invasive species like cherry laurel or rhododendron ponticum. So it's not a catch-all. It's not a panacea, but deployed right in the right settings, it can definitely be the right way to create woodland. But when you're talking about creating large-scale woodland, you need permission even to create a native woodland over a hectare. So a hectare is 2.4 acres. And sometimes getting that permission can be tricky because there's other protected habitats, but also there's concerns on the part of the state about, oh, will woods grow, you know, up in the mountains, or will woods grow next to the sea? We know from our own experience and from research that's been done, trees will absolutely grow in these places. Now, they mightn't grow very tall or very straight. They'll be, you know, the classic sideways tree of the west of Ireland. But when you're interested in biodiversity, that's perfect. You don't need a tall, straight tree. So,
the Wild Atlantic Rainforest Project is an ambitious goal to plant 4,000 acres of wild woodland along Ireland's coast from Cork to Donegal and everywhere in between.
We set ourselves a goal of 4,000 acres and 4 years to deliver it. 2,000 of that would be partnering with landowners and another 2,000 on our own land. So I think on both fronts, we're fairly well on target. HomeTree owns a couple of hundred acres itself up along the west coast. Our biggest sites really are our site at Knockonbon in the Man Valley in Galway. That's 300 acres, and we have a 100 acre site up the road in Sligo and a good bit more land in Clare. In terms of partnerships, that's a slower process because we believe we're really on track, and we're engaging with a number of kind of multi-hundred acre landowners. But you really got to get that relationship right so everybody feels comfortable. You know, if we're going to be involved in a project and support a project, we kind of have to know that it's going to be a long-term thing. And when people think about their land, it's important to them, and it's important for us that they feel comfortable about what the changes that might happen. So, yeah, we're really confident we're on track. big news to come in the coming months and years in terms of land holdings in Mayo, in Donegal, in South Kerry. So yeah, very happy with progress there.
There's good news for us here in Cork as Hometree recently secured their first site, Leaside. The site at Dunamore will showcase Hometree's work, how native trees can be planted, how the land can regenerate, and the benefits of biodiversity.
It's great to have a place now in Cork. Land in that part of the world tends to be far more expensive than it is in the west of Ireland. So it's a small site compared to a lot of the sites we acquire, but it's beautiful. It's just a little northwest of Dunamore, and it's a beautiful river running to the south of the site. So it's, we're going to treat it a little differently than we treat a lot of our other sites, insofar as the whole site is suitable for woodland creation. But we feel, given that all of our neighbours are dairy farmers out there, if we just put a closed canopy woodland on every bit of that site, I'm not sure they'd see any relevance to their farm. So what we're going to do with that site is we're going to do an approach called agroforestry. It's like how trees can be integrated, native trees can be integrated into a farming system. And we think that that will provide us an opportunity to engage with our neighbouring landowners and say, look, here's an example of how you could bring trees onto your farm in a way that's good for your pocket, good for your livestock, good for making sure you're compliant in terms of water quality, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a slightly different spin on what we usually do, but I think it's the most appropriate use of that site. Additionally to that, we'll be doing all the things we do on our other sites. We'll be doing volunteer days, possibly school visits, yeah, open days, nature walks, the whole suite of activities that we do on all of our sites.
If you are a landowner and would like to learn more, or you're interested in collaborating with Hometree, then visit hometree.ie for more information on conservation and creating native woodlands. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.